Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we come to the next surah, Surah Al-Taha. Now please note, these two surahs, Surah Bani Israel and Surah Kahf, are a very beautiful example of a very beautiful pair of surahs. Number one, they are absolutely equal in size. 12 sections of Surah Bani Israel, 12 sections of Surah Kahf. Ayat in Bani Israel 111, in Kahf 110. Only difference of one ayah. Then, Bani Israel started with Subhanallah. Subhanallazi atra bi'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram min al-masjid al-aqsa. This is starting Alhamdulillahillazi anzala ala abdihi kitab wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. This tasbih and tahmid, they are joined together. According to a hadith, the Prophet said, At-tasbihu nishful mizan wa alhamdulillahi tamla'uhu. You know the scale of the Day of Judgment. Half will be full by tasbih and takbir will fill it. So tasbih and takbir. Surah Bani Israel starting with tasbih. Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram min al-masjid al-aqsa. And Surah Kahf, alhamdulillah. Next thing you must note, that the last ayah of Surah Bani Israel is Qul alhamdulillah. And here the next surah is beginning alhamdulillah. As if the command which was there in the last ayah, it means actively, and actually it is being obeyed here. Alhamdulillah. But I told you that in the center of both these surahs, there is the story of Iblis and Adam. The ayat in the beginning of the sixth section of this surah, ayat in the beginning of the sixth section of Bani Israel. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. So these are the similarities. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. All praise belongs to Allah who has sent down on his bondsman Abd. Here could be Rasulih. But Allah prefers the word Abd. This is higher level for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Rasul. Do you think Risalat is higher than Abdiyat? No, no, no. In Abdiyat, you face your Lord. In Risala, you are facing the people to whom you are talking. So actually, Abd is a higher status than Risala. Abdiyat. In the same way we found in Surah Bani Israel, Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram min al-masjid al-aqsa wa rasulihi. Alhamdulillahi allazi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Also in Surah Al-Furqan, Tabarakallazi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil-alamin nasira. So all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has sent down on his bondsman, on his servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kitab, this book. Wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. And he has placed no distortion in this book. It's a very plain book, very clear book. Kitabun Mubin. Qayyiman. Straight. Absolutely straight. Liyunzira ba'san shadeedan min ladunhu. So that he warned of a very big war which will come from your Lord. Now ba'sa and ba's here has been translated as a big punishment also. But in Quran we find, when this word is used as a plural, basa, there can be any type of turmoil, hunger, famine, etc., etc., drought, all these are basa. But when it is singular bas, heen al bas, bas means war. So actually, the prophecies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding al-malhamatul uzma, a very big war which is going to be fought. And we find this also in the Christian tradition. You might have heard Armageddon. Armageddon is coming. Now the Christians say it's coming. It's very near. And if you consult a dictionary about this word, you will find a very big war which will be fought between the forces of evil and good before the end of this world. This is the dictionary meaning of Armageddon. So, in the Revelation, the last book of New Testament is Revelation of St. John. And in the prophecies of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is mention of a very big war. So that he warns people of a very big war. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and he should give the glad tidings to the believers. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, who not only believe, also do good deeds. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا, for them will be a very beautiful, very goodly reward. مَا كِسِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا, and they will abide in it forever, forever. فَيُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, and he should warn those people who have said that Allah has taken a son. Now this is the mention of Christians. You know, who at this time are controlling this globe? Who are they? Christians. Jews are controlling the Christians. But Christians are controlling the whole world. But actually Christians, you know, they are the big powers. It's America, Europe, everything, everywhere. Then, you know, in the East also. The Philippines, oh, who? Christians. And now Timur divided. And you know, half of it is now in Roman Catholic state. In Africa, Christians. They are not allowing the Muslims in Nigeria to establish the Sharia law. Many thousand Muslims were massacred. Why? Because they wanted to establish the law of Sharia in Nigeria. A Muslim majority country. But they don't let them do it. So this is what is happening now. And what is going to be, there is a prophecy of the prophet. Armies from 80 countries, Christian countries, will come and invade Middle East. And under each leg, there will be 12,000 people. So, if you multiply 12,000 and 80, what it comes to? About 1 million people will be there. And nearly 1/3 of the 1 million were there in the Gulf War also. Now, hold this NATO. It is being harnessed afresh, anew. Strengthened and expanded. What for? For whom? There is no threat. They say there is a threat from the Muslim fundamentalists. Anyhow. وَيُنْذَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, and he should warn those who have said that Allah has taken for himself a son. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, they don't have any knowledge of it. وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ, nor their elder fathers, forefathers have any knowledge. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, very grievous is the word that is coming out of their mouth. Very insulting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا, they are boasting except what is it, is lying, a big lie. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ, so Muhammad, maybe that you kill yourself in grief over the consequences that are going to take place. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ, the consequences of this, you know, dogma of Trinity, this accepting Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam as son of God. So, begotten son of God, begotten. So actually, they say, is the begotten, the only begotten son of God. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرٌ نَفْسَكَ, now the doom that is going to come to them, maybe that due to the grief, you may perish. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَصْفَرَ, if they don't come to believe in this Quran. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَعَلَىٰ الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا, we have made whatever is on this earth an adornment for it. These skyscrapers of Manhattan, these high-rise buildings, these big bridges, these highways, these gardens, these, you know, parks, what are they? They are like ornaments. Just as a woman, she uses ornaments. These are the ornaments for this world, for this earth. Inna jalna ma'ala lande zilatan laha. It's an adornment for them. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, so that we should try and test them. Who among them are the doers of the good deeds? What does it mean? This world is very beautiful. Allah is the most beautiful. Now you love either this world or Allah. This is the test. If you love this world, you are saved. If you love Allah, live here. Use it. But don't love it. Live in this world. Use it. But don't love it. Your love should be for Allah. This is the crux of the matter. لِيَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُرًا. And we are definitely going to make all that is on it, on the earth, a barren soil. When this hour will come, as-saah, everything will perish. These skyscrapers, nothing. The whole earth will become a plain thing. Without any mountains. Mountains will also disappear. There will be la ibaja, wala amta. No height, no depth. It will all be a single plain earth. And on that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will come down. And all the malaika will come down. Waja rabbuka wal malaku saffan saffa. Wajiya yawma izin bi jahannam. And then, you know, the hell will be brought before their eyes. All these things are going to happen. Ab hasibta anna ashab al-kahf wa ar-raqim kanu min ayatina ajaba. Now this surah has two stories. One of the people of Kahf, the people of Cain. That is in the beginning. Other is the story of Zulqarnain. That is near the end. Now, actually, these were the questions asked by the Quraysh of Makkah from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the instigation of the Jews. The Jews sent them the message that we have come to know that a person amongst you, Muhammad, named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is claiming to be a messenger of Allah, to be a prophet. Well, you ask him three questions. If you can answer them, then maybe he is a messenger. Who are the people of the cave? What is the story of the people of the cave? Who are Zulqarnain? What is the story? And what is spirit? What is ruh? So the answer to the third question is given in Surah Bani Israel. يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They are asking you about ruh. Tell them, ruh is from the command of my Lord. And you have not been given from the knowledge, but a very little. So you can't understand. The reality of ruh you can't understand. It's the command of Allah. But these two questions are answered here. First of all, this is Ashabul Kahf. And from this is the name of this surah, Suratul Kahf. Hab hasibta anna Ashabul Kahf wa rasul kanu min ayatina ajaba. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were among our very, very big signs? You may think that there is a very big sign. For us it is nothing. Some people remained alive but sleeping for 300 years. What else? For Allah it is nothing. But you think it is a very big sign. Now what is the story? In the second century of Christian era, Roman Empire was pagan, worshipping idols, their mythology, gods and goddesses. And when Christianity was spreading in the Roman Empire, those who accepted the message of Jesus, they were persecuted badly. So in the days of Decius, which we call in Urdu Dakiyadus, Decius was the emperor of Rome in the second century. In his time, some youth, they accepted Christianity. And Christianity was the deal at that time. Hazrat Masih was the messenger of Allah. And Muhammad had not as yet come, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was the true deen of Allah. So they became, so to say, Muslims and Muwahid. But now, they were brought to the king. And the king said, I give you 7 days. Either you come back to the religion of your forefathers, or then you will be stoned to death. Now these people went back, they thought, what can we do? So they consulted each other, let us go to some caves and stay there and see what Allah does. Left the city, lay there, and this happened in a city, Ephesus, and this was in the present day Turkey. That was Roman Empire, and it was in this country, this city, Ephesus. When they went in that cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sleep. And they kept sleeping for 300 years. Now what happened during these 300 years? Constantine, the emperor of Rome, he accepted Christianity in the year 300 AD, in the beginning of the 4th century. Now the whole empire, Christian, the Roman Empire is Christian. Now when they got up in the 5th century, it was the day of the emperor Theodosius. Now they got up and they thought, how much have we lived here? For how long have we stayed in this cave? Some said, maybe one day or a part of a day. The other said, oh, leave it. We are hungry. Give this silver piece, coin, to someone. He should go and find some good food, clean, halal, so that we can take the food. When one day that person came in the city and he presented his coin, well, there was, you know, people said, where did you get this coin? It is 300 old years of coin. How did you get it? Maybe you have some treasure. We have found a treasure. So there was, in this way, people came to know that this was the story. They are the people. Because about them, you know, when they had disappeared, their account was written on a tablet and put in the treasure by the emperor. So that is why they are called Ashabul Kahf and of Raqeem. Ashabul Kahf wa Raqeem, the inscription. So that was taken out from the prayer and they found they are the people and they have been sleeping here in this cave for 300 long years. But then they went there back into the cave and then they died. And then the people now, because they were Christian now, so they decided that they will make a place of worship on that cave. So this is the story. And this story is found in Gibbon's book, Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Story of seven sleepers, this Gibbon has written. Now I read the text of the Quran. Am hasibta anna ashabal kahfi wal raqeem kanu min ayatina ajaba. Do you think that this matter which happened with the people of cave and inscription, it is one of our very great signs? Is amal fitiyatu ilal kahf. When those youth came to the cave, kanu, and they said, Rabbana, Atina min ladunka rahma. Oh, our Lord, give us from your own source mercy. Wahiyya lana min amdina rashada. And provide us for us rectitude in our affairs. Salvation. Fadarabna ala azanihim tilka fi sabil adada. So we sealed up on their ears. For some ears. That is, they went to sleep. Summa basna. Then we raise them up. Lenalama, so that we know. Ayul hisbani ahsa lima labesu amada. Which of the two parties has kept correct, you know, understanding of how long they had been there. Nahnu naqussu alayka dabahum bilhaq. Now in these three ayat, the whole crux of the matter has been given, but the detail is now coming. Nahnu naqussu alayka dabahum bilhaq. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to narrate on you their story with truth. Innahu fityatun. They were a few youths. Amanu bi rabbihi. Who believed in their Lord, in Tawheed. Wazidnahum huda. And we increased them in guidance. We gave them more guidance, more yaqeen, more taqwa. Wa rabatna ala qulubihim. And we strengthened their hearts. When they stood, it means they stood in the court of the emperor. فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَاللَّهِ. And they said and proclaimed over there, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. لَنْ نَدْوَا مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا. We are not going to pray to any other God except Him. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذُمْ سَقْطَ. If we say that, it will be very exceedingly wrong thing. هَاُولَٰئِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ عَلِهَا. These people, this nation, they have taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other gods also. Alongside the big God, written by capital G, God. With capital G, God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. But with small letter G, gods and goddesses, thousands of them. So they have adopted gods, besides God, هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين. Why don't they produce a clear proof thereof? فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا. Who is more wrongdoing than the person who is forging lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذِي تَغَلْتُمُوهُمْ. And now then they were given, you know, only 7 days. Make a decision. Either you leave this being of Tawheed, come back to the mythology, Roman mythology, or you will be stoned to death. Now they consulted each other. وَإِذِي تَغَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Now that you have left them, and whom they are worshipping except Allah, فَأَوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Now let us go to some cave. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Your Lord will spread for you the bedding of His mercy. وَيُهَيَّ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقَا. And He will produce for you in your matters ease. وَتَرَشَّمْتَ إِذَا تَلَاتَ. What was the position of the cave? Its mouth was towards the opening, was towards the north. So when the sun rose from the east, no direct sun was going into the cave. Indirect light, just as we have the north light, you know, cells are made for big factories and mills, etc. So the sun should not go directly, the rays of the sun, but light should go indirectly. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ. And you might have seen the sun when it rose, inclined from their cave towards the right. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And when it set, passed by them on the left. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِنْهُ. And they were there in a broad place in the cave. The mouth or opening of the cave was small. Inside, the cave was wide. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Whomsoever Allah guides, He is the only rightly guided person. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. And whom He sends astray, فَلَمْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. You will not find for Him anybody who is protector and who can direct Him to the right path. وَكَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا. Had you seen them in that position, you would have thought that they are awake. وَهُمْ رُقُونَ. But they were actually asleep. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And we kept on turning them to the right, to the left. So that they shouldn't have the bad souls, you know, if they are lying on their back continuously. So they'll be souls. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turning them from left to right to left. نُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. وَقَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. And along with them was their dog. Maybe a bulldog, you know, very frightening dog. And it was sitting at the threshold of that cave, extending its arms. لَوِ اتَّلَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارٌ وَلْمُولَيْتَ مِنْهُمْ رَوْبًا. If you would have passed by chance and glanced, you would have run away from there in fright. And you must have been, you know, frightened to see this scene. This big dog sitting in the door, you know. Although the door was also asleep, the dog was also asleep or dead, whatsoever. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ. And now we raise them up, awoke them. لَيَتَسَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. So they asked between themselves. قَالَ قَائِلُ مِنْهُمْ. One of them said, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ. How long have you been here? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. They said, maybe one day. How much a man sleeps? One day or a part of the day? يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. قَالُوا رَبُّهُمْ عَالَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. Then they said, leave it. Your Lord knows best how much period you have been here. فَمْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ. Now send one of you, بِوَرِثِكُمْ هَذِهِ, with this piece of silver, إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, to the city. فَلْيَنْظُرْ. Then he should go and see, أَيُّهَا أَسْكَى طَعَامًا, which is the food, which is pure, and which is clean. فَلْيَعْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِنْهُ. And he should bring some food, some provision from it. وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. And he should behave courteously. وَلَا يُشَلَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. He shouldn't fall out with anybody, you know. Then they will say who he is and where are his companions. So, you know, then we are here hiding. لَا يُشَلَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Now those who have opened this Quran-i-Majeed with them, They should know this word, فَلْيَتَنَطَّفْ. This is the exact center of Quran regarding the numbers of the alphabets. Not words, alphabets. Even the alphabets have been counted. In يَتَنَطَّفْ, ta, ta is, belongs to the first half, and lam belongs to the second half. And here, according to the number of the letters of Quran, this is exact half. إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَيُدْرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ, if they prevail upon you, يَرْجُمُوكُمْ, they will stone you to death. أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ, or they will force you to go back to their deen, their religion. وَلَنْ تُفْلِهُ إِذَا النَّبَدَى, and in that way you will never be able to prosper and succeed. وَكَذَلِكَ عَصَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, in this way we disclose their matter to them, to the people of the city. لَيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, so that they come to know that the promise of Allah is true. وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and as for the fixed hour of doomsday, there's no doubt in it. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep some people living for 300 long years, can't He resurrect you from the dead? So it just became an argument. Because at that time there was an argument going on between people. How people will be resurrected? How is it possible? How can we understand it? So now this sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came before them. And they came to know these are the people, these who had left, you know, who had fled, who had run away. And we couldn't find them anywhere. And their account was written on some tablets. And that was placed in the prayer. And that, you know, tablet was taken out. Oh yes, they are the people. And they have been there for 300 years. Second century of Christian era, they entered the cave. Fifth century of Christian era, they came out. It seems that after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to death. They died them. And now these people, they closed the opening so that it became a collective grave for them that came. Now they were fighting with each other. And they said, we should erect some very big building for them, so that people should know who were they. But very big saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah kept them alive for 300 years. قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرَهِمْ, so the people who prevailed in this affair, they decided, لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا, we shall construct a mosque here to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A memorial, you know, a memorial to them, devoted to them. سَيَقُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةٌ رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, they will say that they were three and fourth was their dog. وَيَقُولُونَ خَمْسَةٌ سَادِسُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, and some people say they were five and sixth was their dog. رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ, this is conjecturing about the unseen, guessing the unknown. They don't know. They don't have the knowledge. وَيَقُولُونَ سَبْعَةٌ وَسَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, and some say that they were seven and the eighth was their dog. This guy, you know, in between the lines says that actually this is the correct figure. Seven, سَبْعَةٌ وَسَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, and eighth of among them was the dog. قُلْ رَبِّي عَالَمُ بَعِدَّتِهِمْ, but this is not an issue we should be argued about. Say them, my Lord best knows about their number. مَا يَعْلَمُ مِنَّا قَلِيلٌ, people don't know them except a few. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَانْ ظَاهِرًا, so don't argue with them, only outward contentions, and that's all. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, and don't ask anybody also about this. But this much was necessary to be told to you. This was the reality. And this is sufficient for you. Don't try to go into details. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا, and never, so this is very important, never say, I shall definitely do this thing tomorrow. Never say this. إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, always add, if Allah wills. I intend to do it, but I will be able to do it only if Allah permits, if there is the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wills, only, illa yasha Allah. Now these words, they represent our culture of monotheism, tawheed. Whenever something good comes to you, alhamdulillah. You are thirsty, you had water to drink, and what do you say? Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. You see something which is nice, which is beautiful. The flower, very beautiful flower. What do you say? Subhanallah. You don't see everything, but remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see something which pleases you, you will find in the next, you know, section. MashaAllah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. And it's the same way. I can do this. I intend to do it. InshaAllah. I will go. Although the car is ready. I got it serviced. You know, and the tank is full. Gas is there. Well, I can go. No. I will not be able to go unless Allah permits. And there is a tradition behind this ayah. Actually, when this question was said to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these three questions, he thought that Jibreel comes daily. So, this night when he comes, I'll ask and tell them. So he said, okay, tomorrow I'll give you the answer. Now Allah disapproved of it. He should not have said this. He should have said, inshallah. So because this was a mistake. Now Jibreel is not coming. One day gone, 2 days gone, 3 days gone. Now people are laughing. Finished. Failed. What happened to you? Where is your angel? Where is the Wahi? Then when Wahi came, this instruction was also, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلُ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا لِشَيْءٍ. Never say for anything that I will do this tomorrow. Except if Allah wishes, if Allah permits. وَشْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. And if you forget. And then when you remind yourself and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then say, وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. It's possible that my Lord leads me, guides me to something which is better than this. I intend to do this. But maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends something better for me. Why should I decide that I have to do this? I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He decrees, if He permits, then okay, it will happen. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for me something which is better than this. أَسَىٰ يَعْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْتَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سَنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. And they remained in their cave for 300 years and some people have added 9 years to them. The explanation of some of the Mufassirin is that they were 300 years according to the solar calendar. But as for the lunar calendar, in each century, three years increase. So according to the lunar calendar, it was 309 years. So both figures are correct. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ. And they remained in their cave for 300 years, وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. And added to it, were 9. قُلِ اللَّهُ عَلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا. Again, this is all not very important. Say, my Lord knows best how much they remained. For what period they remained over there. لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs all the unseen of the heavens and the earth. أَبْسِرْ بَهِ وَأَسْمَعْ. How excellent seer He is and how excellent hearer He is. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ. There is no friend for them, no protector for them except Him. وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. And He doesn't make partner anybody in His authority. لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. We have read in the last ayah of Surah Bani Israel. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. There has been no partner with Him in kingdom. As a king, He is all powerful. And here again the same thing. وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. He doesn't include anybody in His authority. وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you recite what has been revealed to you from the book of your Lord. لا مبدل لكلماته. Nobody can change its words. ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا. And you will not find any refuge except with him. I told you that the great, you know, that was going on, the pressures on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in those circumstances, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pay more attention to the wealthy people, to the important chiefs. That if they accept me, then the Muslims will be strengthened. Our position will be strong in Makkah. So he used to pay more attention to the wealthy and to the more important elite of Makkah. But there were poor people also. Bilal and, you know, Khabbab ibn al-Arat. There were slaves. This hurt them. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is paying more attention towards them. They are rich. They are peace. But not to us. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you must pay more attention to your poorer companion. وَطْلُ مَا هُيَا إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Besides, and this is the source of strength for you and your companion. Whatever has been revealed to you from the book of your Lord, nobody can change its words. And you will not find any refuge except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَنَسِيِّهِ. And content yourself along with those who call upon their Lord morning and evening. These fuqara'i sahaba, the companions, the poor people who are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying in the morning also, in the evening also. Yuriduna wajhahu. They intend only the face of Allah, that is, His pleasure. They want that Allah be pleased with us. فَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And let not your eyes pass beyond them, seeking the pomp and glitter of this world. These, you know, Dawsa, and these Kisans, and these rich people, they have all the glitter, and they, you know, seem very important. But you should not pay more attention to them. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And don't follow or don't give importance to those whose hearts we have deprived from our remembering. وَاتَّبَعْ هَوَاهُ. And they are following their wishes and dust. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطَى. And their all affairs are very much extreme. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. And you should say to them plainly, this is the truth from your Lord which I am presenting before you. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whosoever wills should believe. Whosoever wills, he should disbelieve. It's your choice. I have only to convey to you. قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. I'm not going to request you. No. No matter of request. I have before put before you the truth from your Lord. Now it's your choice. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whosoever decides, he can become a mu'min. He becomes a believer. Whosoever wants to disbelieve and deny, okay, he is free. But, إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا. But for these evildoers, we have prepared fire. You have the authority. Choice is yours. Go this way or that way. But the result in the hereafter is going to be very different. In the hereafter, we have prepared the fire for them who disbelieve Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who reject Quran. Inna atarna li zalimina naran ahata bihi surabiquha. This nar whose smoke and flames will surround them like the walls and roof of a tent. Vaiya sahisu yugasu bimain kalbuh. And if they will ask for water, they will be given, you know, the molten copper, which will burn and roast their mouth. Yashil wujuh, mesa sharab, very bad thing to drink. Wasaat murtafaqa, and very bad place to rest over there. That is, this jahannam. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim, wa nafani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa zikr al-hakim.